everyone. Today I'll be talking about how to keep yourself motivated when you're just not feeling it. So in this period of quarantine, I know that it is very difficult to get out of bed and be motivated to get started. There are even days जब आपका बेड से उठने का मन ही नहीं करता कि आप उठ के एक पेंसिल पकड़ो. But deep down, you know, there are things that you have to do and you have that mental pressure to do those things. Stress होता है कि काम करना है, but at the same time कुछ होता नहीं है. We also feel guilty that we have things to tick off our list, but why do we lack the motivation to do them? So, to be motivated, it is important to have discipline and focus. हम at one point focus lose कर सकते हैं, but discipline नहीं. Because if we have the discipline, we will automatically gather motivation to do things that are important for us. Break down your bigger tasks into smaller ones. For instance, exams are coming and there's a lot of syllabus. So don't leave it all for the last days, because usse aapka hi workload badhega. It'll add up to your mental stress. So break it into chunks. Divide chapters in a way that you are able to do it comfortably and easily. So this way your head will be clearer and sorted as to what you are doing and what is pending. You'll have a clear idea about your syllabus. So the same goes for your goals. You want to lose weight, start a new business, or any other goal that you have. Because we often think that this is a big step and will I be able to take this step and cope up? Will I succeed and achieve my goal, or will I fail, and what will happen if I fail? So there's this constant confusion that goes on in our head and we keep having this conversation with ourselves. So break it down into different stages and you will see the results. But you have to be dedicated and focused while you're working to achieve that goal. Work on it daily. Ek din mein multiple cheezein mat karo. Ek task karo par acche se karo. This will also add up to your progress, because you're working daily, even if it's just a small bit, that small bits will add up so that you reach your bigger goal. And this way that you will feel that you are close to your goal. And ye choti choti cheeze that you do, like the small tasks, ye aapko motivate karengi that you are nearing your goal. And then daily you will get into a habit of doing one thing or the other, and that will take you a step closer to your goals. For instance, when we fail in our relationships, our motivation automatically decreases and all we want is to be left alone and have no interaction with anyone. Kuch karne ka man nahi karta. And as you are free and you're not working, you tend to have more negative thoughts. And wo kehte hai na, khali dimag shaitan ka ghar. So you take a day off. You take your time to recover, but start doing your tasks and get yourself back on track. And then you will get busy slowly and gradually, and you won't think about the things that don't matter. Rather, you will start thinking about things that matter and will help you in life. So here, I'm going to be sharing 3 steps with you that will help you. First would be, remind yourself that you are in charge. There are a lot of reasons wherein we can get off track with our goals. That could be self-doubt, fear that we won't succeed, and concern that, you know, we're not setting realistic goals. And this is really important to remember, that you are the one who can change your goal if you want. You can keep going, you can revise it, or you can let it be altogether. It is all up to you. So you have to constantly remind yourself that you are in charge and that why you started with this in the first place. Because we always have a purpose that we follow, but it's very difficult to maintain that purpose after every point, because there is a lot of times where we lose track of what our actual purpose is. And the second would be, look back at all that you've already achieved. If you've been taking steps towards your goal for a while, then it can be great to take some time to consider that what you have already accomplished. Celebrate those small successes. So when I'm frustrated and that feels like lack of movement towards a goal, I sit down, I make a list of the steps, and you know, I see the steps that I have already overcome to reach where I am today, and that what are the results of those steps. And I'm almost surprised always as to how much I have come forward. And this clarity helps in releasing that feeling of frustration that you get that you're not doing anything, that you're not good enough, or that you can't take such a big step and that your goal is unrealistic. So that helps in releasing that frustration. The third and the last one would be explore the reasons you are going for this goal and remind yourself often. Like I said, focus on your purpose. We always find thousands of reasons to quit, but find even one reason that why are you working towards this goal? Kya hai? Why is it so important to you? And you will get your answers, and you will yourself see a change when you practice these things on a daily basis. You form a habit of telling yourself that you are in charge. You look at where you are and what you've achieved so far, and that you stick to your purpose, that why you're going for this goal in the first place. And then that will make you feel good about your goal, about yourself. And overall, you will feel motivated. All these three steps will also help you overcome that habit of procrastination, because we are all in a habit of saying baad mein kar lungi ya kar lunga, abhi bahut time hai, it's too early for me to do this task. But then at the end of it, we're just increasing our workload and our mental pressure. I've learned it the hard way. I hope that this podcast helps you all and makes you feel motivated. Thank you. Thank you.